State Republican Chairman Mark Smiley says the people who purchased the bonds bought an insurance policy as part of their investment. Smiley says the potential return on investment was higher because of the risky nature of the bonds. He says taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for a decision that they didn't make. State leaders, including Governor Lincoln Chafee and State Treasurer Gina Raimondo, say defaulting on the 38 Studios bonds could hurt Rhode Island's reputation. The Chafee administration is nonetheless looking at the cost of not paying back the bonds. In related news, an investment expert will offer a presentation to a legislative committee tomorrow on the pros and cons of defaulting on the 38 Studios bonds. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.